Blog Talk Radio.
The prayers of David ended with Psalm 72:20. He ended them by praying that the whole earth would be filled with God's glory. This is the end of the prayer. We believe that the earth would be filled with knowledge and of glory and of the Lord and the waters that cover the sea. Our goal will continue to pray towards fulfillment of the promise. We will see growth of God's kingdom and destruction of the power of darkness through our prayers. Revival and glory are increasing. Our prayers are like gasoline over the fire. So our source of power is the Holy Spirit and the Word of God. We build ourselves up with faith when we confess the Word of God. We experience greater confidence when we understand the Word and walk in revelation. Power plugs us into the power source. Prayer connects us to God and allows us the power to flow through every situation. Salvation brings warfare, and the new birth is necessity. A believer also needs the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Are you born again? Do you not know or doubt that you are saved? Believers and lives, that holy lives, are submitted to the Holy Spirit. We are commanded to walk in the Spirit. This will assure our continual victory and breakthrough for others. We can revenge disobedience, and when our disobedience or obedience is fulfilled, Jesus will cast out devils through the power of the prayer of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was the source of his power and wisdom. So prayers teach us how to plug into the power source, God and the Holy Spirit and God's Word. It is for religious people. They are not for non-religious prayers that begin to work with someone who recites them. These prayers are for born-again believers who desire to see the growth of the kingdom of God. We are told to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. We walk in war with his strength and require humility of total dependence upon God. We are confident with our own strength. We cannot allow pride to open up the door for destruction. The Lord is a man of war. He will fight our battles. And we depend upon his power and direction. We would depend upon his word and his spirit. So, not to overemphasize the need for humility, God gives grace to the humble. The Lord is the strength of my life and all your lives. So, give the gift the ability to overcome all fear. Put your trust in him. This was the key to David's victories. David was a king who knew how to depend upon the Lord. David won many battles and overcame all his enemies. The Lord taught David how to war. He also teaches you how to war. You must depend upon him. The prayers and strategies learned from warring and trusting in God will teach us how to war through his word. The Holy Spirit opened up our eyes for great truths, and we are still learning. So we can go ahead and pray. We'll do a small prayer today, and it's warfare prayers. And it goes a little bit something like this. It says, Lord, teach my hands to war upon my fingers to fight. Lord, I am the end times warrior. Use me as your weapon against the enemy. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, and I'm pulling down strongholds. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies make war with the land be destroyed. I do not war after the flesh, but of the Spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice. Hail stones and coals of fire. Send out your arrows and scatter them. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. Deliver me from the strong enemy, from them that are too strong for me. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. For I am your battle axe, and I am your weapon of war. You give me the necks of the enemies, and I will destroy them in the name of Jesus. So, I am anointed. I give great deliverance. I will beat them small to the dust and cast them in the mirror of the streets. I have pursued my enemies and overtaken them. I did not turn into them until they were consumed. For I have wounded them, and they are not able to rise. They have fallen under my feet. I tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon. I trample upon their foot. I tread upon scorpions and serpents and all over the power of enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt me. So tread down the wicked, for they are ashes under the feet. Then arise the threshold and beat the enemy into pieces. Rebuke every wild boar of the field in the name of Jesus. Rebuke every spirit that creeps forth from the forest in the name of Jesus. Rebuke every beast of the forest that comes to devour. Rebuke every lion of the forest that comes to slay. Close the door to every demonic rat that seems to come into your life in the name of Jesus. Bind and cast out every thief that would try to steal your finances in the name of Jesus. Bind and cast out any spirit that would try to steal the joy in the name of Jesus. Bind and expose and cast out any demon that would try to stealth undetected to come into your life. Lord, cleanse my temple and drive out the thief of my life. Lord, lift up the standard against the flood of the enemy that would try to bring into my life. Bind and cast out all familiar speakers that would try to operate in the life of Jesus. Bind and rebuke any demon that would try to block the way in the name of Jesus. Remove all heaven of malice and wickedness. Rebuke and cast out all frog-like spirits from my life in the name of Jesus. Rebuke devils in high places in the name of Jesus. So, there you go. There's some prayers for you, for warfare prayers, releasing the power of God and releasing the power of the arm of the Lord. And we had told the Lord that in the power through His might, that we walk in war with His strength. This requires humility and total dependence upon God. We're not confident in our own strength. We allow pride to open up the door for destruction. The Lord is a man of war. We will fight our battles. We will depend on His power and His direction, depend upon His word and the Spirit. So, do not overemphasize the need for humility. God gives grace to the humble. The Lord gives strength. He gives the ability to come off fear. Put your trust in Him and the key to David's victories. Because David was a king who knew how to depend upon the Lord. So confess the Word of God is important for every believer in spiritual life. Christianity is called great confession. Salvation comes from confessing through thy mouth. The mouth is connected to thy heart. The word of God released from your mouth will be planted in your heart, and faith will be released. So that's a little bit what we have today through prayers, through testimonies, and the word of God through the Holy Spirit. And do not overemphasize the need for humility, because God gives grace to the humble. And I was basically listening to a little bit of Eric Hart Schaefer, and he really has some power deliverance prayers for people that are in need of prayer, and they do have a prayer pharmacy that you can go and put a prayer request in, and I'll be doing something like that in the future, but I'm going to go ahead and try to do a little bit of research, studies on some occult knowledge through Michael W. Ford and his ministry, and get a better understanding and idea of where darkness comes from. Because powers that break the decree that break the power of darkness. There's a Syrian that was broken in the land, and he broke the pieces of gates of brass and cut the bars of iron. For everyone who yoked from the neck is burst into the bonds in the name of Jesus. So break them with all the rods of iron, and dash them in pieces of the potter's vessel. Break the arm of the wicked, break their teeth. O God, in their mouths, break the teeth of the young lions. The oppressor will be broken into pieces. Let the arms of the wicked be broken. Let the horns of the wicked be broken. Let the kingdoms of darkness be broken. Let the foundations of the wicked be broken. Let the kingdoms of Babylon be broken. Let all bows of the wicked be broken. Break the pieces of the horse and the rider, pieces of the chariot and the rider. Break the pieces of the captains of the rulers. Let your word in the mouth be like a hammer that breaks the rocks into pieces. Break down every wall erected by enemy in your life. So, Aaron Cook talks about worshiping at the altar. And they're in Hayden, Alabama. And it's a Baptist minister group. And when I get enough money, I'm going to plan on trying to go visit them. I was going to do a pilgrimage and try to walk there. It's in Mobile, and I'm in Jacksonville, so it would take a long time for me to get there. But I'm saving up some money, and I plan on doing a reality show. And hopefully I'd like to visit these churches and pray with them and get a better understanding of, you know, how God works in our lives. So destroy the yoke and remove the burdens. Remove all false burdens placed upon the people. Remove all heavy burdens placed upon your life. Let nothing break away the enemy be burdened from your neck. Let the yoke be destroyed. Remove the shoulder from every burden. Cast the cares upon the Lord. Cast the burdens upon the Lord. He sustains you. Lord, I break the enemy's burden. Break the staff of the rod and the oppressor in the day of Midian. Let every yoke of poverty be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let every yoke of sickness be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let every yoke of bondage be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Let every unequal yoke be broken in the name of Jesus. I destroy and cast every yoke and burden religion and legalism by the life of religious leaders in the name of Jesus. Let every burden of stone be released from the life in the name of Jesus. Take upon my life the yoke and the burden of Jesus. So, when you become destroy the enemy's forces, you're basically destroying the works of the devil. The devil carried about his forces and Satan kingdoms, princes and principalities, powers, rulers of darkness in this world, and is a spiritual wickedness in high places. So there are different kinds of demons and different levels of wickedness you can destroy with the wicked early. We can destroy them if they hate us. Satan is rendered helpless when forces are destroyed. We have the ability to bind the strong man and strip him of his armor. Israel sent into Canaan to destroy the different nations who are pictures of the kingdoms who possess the land. And each kingdom represented for a different type of stronghold, and God wanted his people to destroy. So demons who are represented by different creatures, the diversity of the animal kingdom is a picture of the diversity in the kingdom of darkness. The Bible talks about serpents, scorpions, lions, jackals, bulls, foxes, and owls, sea serpents, flies, and dogs. So these represent different kinds of evil spirits that operate and destroy mankind. They are invisible to the natural eye and just arise as real. However, they're natural as creatures. We remember that there are more than them just against us. The forces of light are far superior to the forces of darkness. Jesus is the Lord of the armies. The armies of heaven are fighting in the armies of the earth. So release the angelic armies of heaven. It is an important strategy for warfare. We can destroy and rout the forces of darkness in the heavens, the earth, and the sea, and under the earth. These forces can operate through people, governments, economic systems, educational systems, and different structures set up by men. So, idols of men, worshiping and made in the image of men, are four-foot beasts, birds, and creeping things. These are idols, which are demons. They are evil spirits that manifest in the natural through idols. So, these gods' idols were made male and female. The nations worship gods and goddesses. Jezebel was an example of a female principality. The Bible uses strong words pertaining to warfare, including abolish, to end, to cut, to strike, to beat down, to bruise, to break down, to cast down, to cast out, to chase, to compound, to consume, to contend, to destroy, to fight. And you can look at all some of these verses. They're located in Leviticus 26:7 through 8, Deuteronomy 32-30, Psalms 18:37, 35, chapter 35, verse 3, Isaiah 17:13. So if you find something in your life that you're basically running from, you can use these to try to consume or to end or to consume or to push away. In Genesis 30:8, the Bible contains many words that speak warfare. The Bible is filled with warfare. The history of man has been determined by wars. John saw war in heaven between Michael and his angels and Satan and his angels. War requires warriors. Warriors must have the tenacity to overcome their enemies. Remember, God trains our hands to war and our fingers to fight. So, try to look deeper into the word, and we'll do a 3-hour discussion tomorrow, and I'll go ahead and make a mention of, you know, different types of prayers that you can pray to root the demons of darkness. And I'm going to go ahead and do some praying for Michael W. Ford, because he is a man of God, and I see a lot of light in him. And they're an order that were established in 1999, so the Greater Order of the Phosphorus. It's a temple that they have in Texas. So, there's not much on him today, but, you know, he is an outspoken prophet that plans on, you know, challenging the Supreme Court for his legal rights to preach his gospel, because a lot of people don't really listen to it. And, you know, he started mostly from the areas of Charles Pace, you know, back in Europe when he was studying under his philosophy, different cultic knowledge. And it really kind of spawned up from the works of the Golden Dawn, you know, Charles Pace and Sybil Leek. And there were a lot of outspoken prophets that used their will to bind different types of magical forces and workings that they still use today. So it's not like you see someone like that every day, but it works in this world. You know, you see some people practicing you know, witchcraft, and they do it secretly. Like if you take a look at Dragon of Two Flames, there's a lot of scriptures in there that that pretty much rebukes and tries to battle everyday, you know, free Christians. And what they do is they use psalms, and, you know, they got different types of evocation triangles and invocation sermetic circles. And you got to be careful of these people because, you know, although they want to be, you know, acquire their own religion and establish their own type of righteousness through the workings. So you got to be careful of these people. You know, although that, you know, God says, you know, that David understood the place of prayer through victory, and many victories of his over his enemies, he saw my deliverance through prayer, and he prayed for the defeat of his enemies, and God answered them. And at the same time, the results of his spiritual enemies, we're wrestling against the flesh and the blood. So we come to overcome these principalities, darkness, and use the armor of God, and take up the sword of the Spirit, and pray with all others. For powers of David, revival through glory is increasing. So prayers are like gasoline over the fire. So in the Word of God, build yourselves up in faith, confess the Word of God, and your experience will be a greater confidence if you understand the Word and walk in His revelation. Prayer plugs into the power source. So, I don't know how much time we have today, but, you know, we'll do some praying, breaking the powers of schizophrenia and double-mindedness. Because I bind and rebuke every spirit that would attempt to distort, disturb, or disintegrate the development of your personality in the name of Jesus. I break all curses of schizophrenia and double-mindedness, or on the family of your name in the name of Jesus. I bind and rebuke every spirit of double-mindedness in the name of Jesus. I bind and take all authority over the strongmen and rejection of the rebellion of the separate lives and the lives in the name of your family in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out all spirits of rejection, fear of rejection, self-rejection in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out all spirits of lust, fantasy lust, harlotry, perversionness, in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out all spirits of insecurity and impurity in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out all spirits of self-accusation, compulsive confession, in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out all spirits of fear, judgment, self-pity, false compassion, false responsibility in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out all spirits of depression, despondency, despair, discouragement, and hopelessness in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out all spirits of guilt, condemnation, unworthiness, shame in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out all spirits of perfection, pride, vanity, ego, intolerance, frustration, and patience in the name of Jesus. I bind and cast out all spirits of unfairness, withdrawal, pouting, unreality, fantasy, daydreaming in the name of Jesus. So, cast all you spirits in the name of Jesus. Well, that's our show for today, and I just want to say thank you for giving me this time to pray with you, and you shall receive a deliverance and a release from God. And many of these deliverances in history, the nation of Israel began a mighty deliverance, and David, the king of Israel, received these many deliverances. So call upon the Lord for your deliverance, and God will answer your cries. For the prayers of his people and God's deliverance is always a sign of his love and mercy. The word of salvation means deliverance. The Bible is used for many stories to deliver through salvation. So the greatest revelation, the revelation of our self-deliverance, we can loose ourselves from the control of darkness. We can exercise the power of authority for our own lives. Jesus told us to cast out this beam from our own eye. Let the term be cast out in the name of Jesus. The same word used in reference for casting out demons, ekalabalo. So take spiritual responsibility of your life. Don't depend on anyone else for your spiritual well-being. Confess the word every day in your life. Be strong through the prayers that rout the enemy. Do not allow your self-pity to hold back. Stir yourself up to the prayer. This is the key to overcoming life. So those who experience deliverance, either coming or were brought to Jesus, someone had to take the initiative. It all begins with a decision. You cannot allow passively to rob you of your deliverance. You must open your mouth, and your deliverance is as close as to your mouth as it is to Jesus. So, if you're frustrated in life, and you have a struggle that's overwhelming you with doubt and fear, and you're battling stress and pressure that lead to emotional and physical problems, Jesus spent a considerable amount of time ministering to the oppressed. Multitudes came to hear him in order to be healed and delivered from evil spirits. So deliverance is the children's bread. Every child of God has the right to enjoy the benefits of this deliverance. Deliverance brings freedom and joy. So that was another prayer. I love this John Eckhart book. I went into Barnes & Noble's, and you can pick it up for about $11, and it's called Prayers That Rout Demons. And it's Prayers to Defeat Demons and Overthrowing Power of Darkness. And it's John Eckhart. He's an apostle, overseer of Crusader Ministries located in Chicago, Illinois. He's gifted with strong apostolic call and ministered throughout the United States through overseas more than 70 nations. And he's sought after international conference speakers and authored more than 20 books, produces a daily radio broadcast. His television program called Perfecting the Saints is weekly throughout the United States and on the Word Network. So he is a real strong influence in my life today. And the first time I was saved, it was in Lake Butler about 6 years ago. I was basically consumed in darkness, and I didn't know which way to turn to. I didn't know where to turn to. And when I finally realized that God was there for me, and I have basic understanding of what we do every day is confess the word of God in our lives, and Jesus will make a breakthrough in your life. So. These breakthroughs are supernatural. Healings will multiply. Long-term bondages will be destroyed. Hidden roots will be exposed and eliminated. It's inexplicable problems that will be solved. Stubborn obstacles will be removed. Cycles of failure will be broken. So frustration, despair, eliminate these through the power of warfare and prayers. If you're discouraged and disappointed and you have overcome the puzzling problems of life that sometimes it seems that they will take that away, there's a lasting peace, and it can finally be experienced. Abundant life can be enjoyed. Fears that cause bitterness will be revealed through warfare prayers. So success and prosperity will come, and it will be seen in different areas of your life. And you will experience success in relationship, finances, in ministry, and in projects. Deliverance will be designed to eliminate the spiritual obstacles that impede progress. Deliverance makes rough places smooth and the crooked places straight. And you will see the enemy rot in your life. And you will live free from these bondages and obsessions of demons. And you will experience victory through prayer. Your words and prayers have tremendous power to destroy the works of darkness. Those who experience deliverance will release the notable changes. Sometimes this change is progressive and sometimes instantaneous. To change, however, you will see this dramatically. It will increase your joy, your liberty, your peace, your success, and the result will be a better spiritual life with increased strength of holiness. So, patience is a necessity. So as you see a breakthrough in your life, God will promise Israel that he will drive the enemy out little by little. And this is in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 22, and Exodus 23:29-30. It says, unless you understand this principle, become wary of praying for some people. You become discouraged in your own deliverance. The more freedom you receive, the more you need to grow and possess your land. You have the authority to bind and loose. So, the dictionary defines the word possess in your land. And I don't know how much time we have left. Let me check to see if anybody's calling in, or if you bear with me. Hold on. Okay, we got about 3 minutes, and we're going to go ahead and say one more prayer. And prayer today, I'll go ahead and leave the show with, is prayers over the gates. And it goes something like, through the Lord Jesus Christ, and possess the gate of the enemy, establish the gates of praise in my life. Release the battering rams against the gates of hell. The gates of hell cannot prevail against you. Let the gates in your life and the city be open for the King of Glory. Open the gates of righteousness that you may enter. Strengthen the bars and the gates. Break the gates of brass. Cut asunder the bars of the line. Under before the gates, you may go and receive the treasure of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Rebuke every enemy of the gates. Let the gates of my life and the city repaired through the Holy Spirit. Let the valley gates be repaired. The gate of the fountain represents the flow of the Holy Spirit. It must be repaired. Let the sheep gate, representing the apostolic, be repaired. Let the fish gate, representing the evangelism, be prepared. Let the old gate, representing the moves of the past, be prepared. Let the dung gate, representing deliverance, by repaired. So, we're going to end that today. It says, I believe in God, creator of heaven and earth, and Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who is conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and buried. And on the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascends into hell, sits at the right hand throne of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Catholic Church, communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, resurrection of the body, eternal life everlasting. Glory be to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever so shall be, a world without end. So, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now at the hour of our death. Let us pray by his life, death, and resurrection, his precious force through his rewards of eternal life. And grant, we beseech thee, by meditating upon the blessed Holy Rosary and the Blessed Virgin Mary, we imitate what they contain and contain what they promise. Through the Saint Christ our Lord. Amen.